What's up, everyone? Welcome to the 142nd episode of the Pokemon Podcast. My name is SDJ, and with me today is nobody, because I'm recording this after MGC, and what you are going to hear after my voice is just about 15 minutes of snippets that took place during the Midwest Gaming Classic, MGC. I should have said Midwest Gaming Classic first, and then MGC for those who might have been confused. With that being said, we didn't have much. We lost some of the recordings over the weekend, which was a little disappointing. But what we have is kind of funny, kind of really nothing. It was just us standing around and talking. We had a very, very busy weekend. Most of us weren't in the rooms at all times because we were not only trying to run the room and keep all the games going, but we were also trying to be our own con goers and try to see the merch booth and the pinball machines and everything else. So it was very in and out, and it was a very, very good weekend. For those of you who came, thank you so much. For those of you who are new to our podcast, welcome to the show. This is not, of course, a normal episode by any means, so please listen to our older episodes. We will have a normal episode for you guys next week, like always, on Tuesday. That's seems to be the golden day we've been putting out these shows. Before we dive too deep into the Midwest Gaming Classic snippets, which, like I said, they're just something. They're not really anything great, but it kind of forms a little story of how our day went. I do want to mention that some of us, me in particular at least, will be at C2E2. I'm not sure who is all coming yet, but we do have a Facebook, what they call those event things that you can say your RSVPing for, but I will be at C2E2 on Sunday. I will also be there on Saturday, but Sunday is the big day because I will be speaking about Pokemon stuff. Go figure, right? So I have a panel at 1:30 Central Time on Sunday. That's called What You Don't Know About Pokemon. I think that's the name, but it would be really cool if you guys came out and hung out with me and the rest of the crew. And C2E2 overall is a very awesome show. I would say it's more like buying related than Midwest Gaming Classic. Midwest Gaming Classic is more like sit down and play video games related. Before we dive into the snippets here, and I have 100 things on my mind and I almost forgot. We did have Nintendo join the Pokemon Podcast Room at Midwest Gaming Classic. So I did want to give a big shout out to the Nintendo reps that hung out with us. A little bit of backstory. One of the Milwaukee reps contacted me and asked if it would be if we could collaborate or do something together, MGC particular. I said, yes, there's space in my room. I would love to have them. They contacted their bosses, waited for approval. We got approval, and then Nintendo joined us for the weekend, and it was fantastic. It was a very, very amazing experience, and I can't thank those guys enough for coming out and spending the weekend with us. We had two awesome reps from Milwaukee and two awesome reps from Chicago that hung out. We had a bunch of free swag to give away from them. So they gave out Mario Cat Ears for Super Mario 3D World. They had some Bravely Default posters. They had a bunch of games that you could actually play. They had Mario wristbands. It was fantastic. And again, really want to thank Nintendo for hanging out with us for the weekend. The other cool thing that you guys won't actually get to see through podcast is the cat ears were so popular that you couldn't like go anywhere at Midwest Gaming Classic without seeing cat ears. So that was pretty cool, and that drew a lot more people into our room, and it was just overall just an incredible experience. So I feel like I'm forgetting something, but thank you to everyone who came out to Midwest Gaming Classic. We will have a regular show for you next week. The following week, we'll be at C2E2 doing a live show there. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email me at sbj@pkmncast.com. You can like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter at Pokemon Podcast. We're on YouTube. We're on Google Plus. We're on Omni. We're on Stitcher. We're on Scatter Radio. We're on the Windows Marketplace. And of course, we are in iTunes. So it is very easy to find the show. Obviously, you're listening to it now, so you found it one way or the other. So with that being said, here is the snippets, and it's all uncut and unedited for you guys, but I think some parts are really funny, and I think some parts are a little odd, and you might not get the jokes, but this was our weekend, in pretty much summed up in 15 minutes at the Midwest Gaming Classic. So here you guys go.
All right, folks, this is Travis. Let the record show that I beat Kay in Smash Bros. In the comeback of the century.
It's currently 1100 hours. We haven't seen SBJ for roughly 30 minutes. He's currently outside in the monsoon, probably drowning. We hope to see him again. Aaron out.
Hi, it's Irene. I'm standing here, and the room is quite full, but I wanted to say hello to all the people who aren't here. Right now I'm thinking of Greg and Justin and Will and the other Will and Bill and a bunch of other people, but yay! Okay, bye.
Our house has an OPA.
Under here.
Test.
Coming from...
Test.
Put PokéCenter music on.
PokéCenter. I just have the standard whatever Fire Red Leaf Green
soundtrack.
And then when it's done, I'll probably put X and Y on or Black and White, whatever I bought. Black and White ain't out. Alright.
Play Lumia City.
I am not taking requests. This isn't a DJ. What? Who? Which one?
The stools are actually smart because people don't sit as long.
Because there's no back. What?
Someone was asking if they were selling the DS. And then there's like, no.
No. All right. Aaron, we're going to talk. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the live... Not really live, but Midwest Gaming Classic thing. I'm here with Aaron.
Hello.
Aaron, how do you think Midwest Gaming Classic is going right now?
It's going pretty well so far. I haven't really gone outside into the death trap of weather we have in Wisconsin right now.
The monsoon season we have.
Yeah, but otherwise the room's busy. There's a lot of people here. Nintendo's awesome. It's looking probably like the coolest year so far.
Yeah, for our listeners, Nintendo has joined us this year, and they're demoing a bunch of 3DS games. They're demoing the Wii U. They got a bunch of cat ears to give away.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been upstairs yet, but near the pinball, all the security guards and everything, they're all wearing cat ears.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So we're just doing little snippets throughout the day. This is another snippet, so we will be back with some more stuff for you guys.
Recording.
Recording what?
I don't know. How is your Pokemon Gold going?
Right. You don't need to hold that close. It picks up anything.
We got a level 8 Totodile named Baroop. Just caught a level 2 Sentret named Heisenberg.
You didn't name him No Face?
I was gonna name him Rosencrantz. Too many characters. Too few slots.
Oh, the panda is up here.
How have you thought, not to get too off topic, but how has the show been so far?
That's off topic. I think it's been pretty nice. The room's pretty busy. I've been liking the other rooms, and the vendor hall's been more interesting this year now that it's outside. There's more space for it.
The flood outside.
Yeah.
Now,
what our listeners don't see is that Aaron is piloting the microphone right now, switching it between.
Like a newscaster.
Like a newscaster. Like a weather girl.
Travis, tell me about something.
Something. Oh, well, there's this thing called Pokemon. It is a video game.
It looks like. It looks like Poke Park is not doing well.
Poke Park does not seem to have a very strong following. We've pretty much consistently had Pokemon Snap being played, Pokemon Stadium, Pokemon Gold on and off, mostly me. Poke Park, on the other hand, Poke Park. Make sure I get all those P-pops in there.
Parks and
for
Pokemon.
Poke Park. Pokemon Pinball is not being played currently, but I got the second place score on that red board. I'm particularly proud.
I think Aaron's in.
Yeah, I currently hold first place on the blue board, so somebody needs to show me up on their score.
It's going to be me.
It's like a... It's gonna be me. I believe is an NSYNC song, and we're gonna.
It's gonna be me.
And we're gonna end it there for now.
You're good.
All right, folks. This is a quick update on Pokemon Gold. If some villainous human being. I'm pretty sure it was a 7-year-old. Huh. Caught a Pidgey, and did not nickname the Pidgey. I think we can all agree that this is the worst human being in human history.
I think we're going to just release it into the wild.
All right, we're recording. We have reunited Vanilli.
Hashtag Vanilli.
I'm
good here, to be
here with Kenny.
Don't laugh
the moment
Vanilli,
we've all been waiting for.
It is. I didn't die in the car.
Kenny,
crash.
How's the show been so far?
It's been great. I have not been here for very long, but it's been great so far.
Do you want to go walk the vendor hall?
Yes, I'd
let's
love
go.
To. Let's go.
Oh, I missed the picture.
I am a monster.
Like sitting here and don't say anything. People are awkward. And if I start talking to them while they're standing here, people are awkward. So I'm just like, I don't. Like, even if you're just like, hi, they're like, just like,
how's the show so far, Travis?
It's good. We get an update on Pokemon Gold. We're in Sprout Tower. It's a lot of Bellsprouts.
They're not making much progress this year. Not like last year.
No. Poke Park's been. There's some more activity in Poke Park. We thought Poke Park was dead in its tracks, but Pikachu's running. He's skull bashing, and there's an Apom on the screen right now.
I'm actually. First off, PokePark's running on a Wii and running on a CRT, but it looks pretty good.
I mean, that's why you get a CRT, is for that quality.
To bring out the Wii's best.
The best the Wii can offer.
Sorry. All right, Travis, you have an update on Pokemon Gold version.
Tragedy has struck, Steve. Someone hit reset, and the battery in the cartridge is dead. That means we've lost Baruch. We've lost Heisenberg. We've lost Jesse. We've lost K-Dog. We've lost the unnamed Pidgey. All gone.
Well, he deserved to be gone.
That's true. Out of all of that.
I boxed everything without a nickname.
David boxed all non-named Pokemon. Non-named Pokemon. A new game of Gold has not started. It is. Poke Park, seeing some action, but not anymore.
Right.
Snap is still going strong.
Snap's, yeah, very strong. So is Stadium.
Stadium's doing pretty much the whole time.
All right. Kay, you're here. You've been on the show a couple times.
Once.
You've been to MGZ 4 times.
Yes.
Tell our listeners what you bought.
A lot of imported stuff.
A lot of imported stuff.
$5 for Pokemon Stadium 2 Japanese.
$5 for Stadium 2 Japanese. $5 for Stadium 1 Japanese. $5 for Pokemon Snap. And $5 for Hey You Pikachu.
Both those also Japanese. All Japanese, all the time.
My favorite two is the Monferno.
Is it recording? No, it's only muted when it's... time is it? 6:21. Our Nintendo guests, they left at around 5.
And so did our spirits.
So did our spirits. What has happened so far today, Travis?
Played a lot of Towerfall.
That you did. Welcome to 2014.
Welcome to the world. I think I'm never going to play a video game that isn't Towerfall now. I'm sorry, Pokemon fans. I guess I'm done here.
Why are we talking
starting
about
a sidecast.
Because
Titanfall.
David,
Towerfall.
You
Titanfall?
Every
Towerfall.
Why are you guys
David,
right now?
David and Kay has a good Pokemon story. They did
really?
A double battle.
Yeah,
did they win?
I won't spoil that.
Why aren't we them right now? Like, where are they?
I don't know where they are. I thought they were with you.
They were playing Towerfall for a while.
All right.
Think they went to the vendor hall?
Could be. We'll come back.
To be continued.
When our spirits are more lifted. Yeah.
Talk your normal voice.
No, I don't. This isn't for anyone else to listen to. This is between me and the microphone. How long ago was that poster made? Like a year or 2 years ago? Because it was like...
This would be its second year in the
Okay. I was going to say that was made like right when...
Yeah, last year was its first
X
year.
And y
first official year. Its debut. As
yeah,
talk.
Those were like
talking
only...
to the microphone right
I'm
now.
I'm talking
yeah.
to the
those
microphone
the
right
Gen
now.
6 Pokemon,
I love this
right?
room.
Yeah.
Those
guys?
Yeah. I love all the Mario
Describe
gears.
The room.
The room? There's some humans in this room.
How many humans? Pokemon music playing?
Count them.
Like, seven? Steve's gonna cut all this up.
Because you're not talking talk.
No, you're not like, recording anything worthwhile.
Come on, come here and talk with me.
I count 22
humans,
in
this room. Okay.
What is this weird voice that you guys are both doing?
Travis, we should play some Pokemon games.
We're gonna go play what? Which I don't have my DS.
Which anymore. Just any Pokemon game?
You guys should play Stadium 2
you
and then
do you
talk
play
about
Stadium?
The match.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
And then
go. All right. So, this is David, and this is Kay.
Hi, I'm Kay.
That's Kay.
Yes.
And so, people were sitting around in the room. A couple of people that were here for a while asked if anyone wanted to battle, do a multi-battle. And me and Kay obliged. We obliged them.
Yes, we obliged.
We came over here and we started looking at our team. And I don't know about you, Kay, but I was planning to go easy on him. I swear to God, I was planning to go easy on him.
Yeah, you know.
I brought a Whimsicott as my first Pokemon.
Exactly, a Whimsicott.
That only used Tailwind
only
throughout
used Tailwind.
The entire battle.
That was all it used. sent out a Ninetales that used Drought. And
We didn't have a bad strategy going.
No.
Except for the Whimsicott. It did do Tailwind,
Except for there was one problem.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell them about that one problem that we
saw? So, when we started, we only brought three. This is us not knowing the rules. We only brought three Pokemon.
Each.
Yeah. Well, you only used three, but we only brought three. So, they had a team of six legendaries each. They had, like shiny legendaries, too. They had a shiny Dialga. They started out shiny Dialga, and what was the other one?
Oh.
I don't know. Lugia.
Japanese Lugia.
And we... We beat those two. Exactly happened.
And then they told me I'm going to pay
for that. Yeah, he two-shot Dialga with Fire Blast.
It was 3 versus 6?
Yeah. No, it was 6 versus 6.
You take six, bring three.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Take six, bring three.
And so...
What?
You're both talking at the same time. I don't know.
And so... They took out my beautiful Ninetales. My beautiful Ninetales.
Talk at the same time.
Exactly. Yes. Took out my Ninetales.
The best.
After they said,
yeah.
"Oh, you're gonna
yeah,
pay
he's
for
like,
that,"
you're gonna pay,
Took
and then they
out.
Proceeded to
Took
literally only target K for the rest of the battle. Both
the whole
of their
battle.
Pokemon like focused
Wait,
down
did
K.
Even, did they even
and
like discuss it, or was it because they were twins?
No, they're just standing there.
And I was switching in and out the Pokemon. In a double battle, I switched to my Azumarill, and then my Azumarill was doing work. To be fair, to my Azumarill,
then. Every six turns or six turns we went through, we missed every attack.
Yep. Missed. It was the Eviltal that was missing. It had like Bright Powder.
They were cheating.
They might have been. Bright Powder in itself.
Action replay.
They did. They were talking about how they used Action Replay. The kid was. The guy. Sam, I think, is what his
hey,
name
whoa,
was.
Whoa, we can't say names here.
They know who.
No, we can't say names. They might listen to us.
Name redacted.
It's not like they're not going to know.
No.
Who, oh, I guess someone else battled them and used six legendaries. It couldn't
Named
be me.
Sam,
yes.
Yeah. How convenient, eh? But anyways,
it was down to one Pokemon. The, at the end of it, it was my Azumarill at half health versus their full health Sylveon, and I lost.
Their Sylveon was down to. What was the move?
Play rough. I just kept playing rough.
Didn't work. You know, didn't
they
work.
Played rough with
and,
us.
That was yeah. They played rough with us.
That's
they told me. Now I'm gonna pay for it. That's yep. what they told me.
All right.
That was the last I saw my Pokemon.
That's some good audio right there.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm good.
You're good.
All right. Okay, I'll just talk into this. Hey guys, this is Kenny. I'm just heading out, and I wanted to say that MGC this year was awesome, and everybody needs to make sure to come. Plenty of games, and this room, Pokemon Podcast Room especially, was phenomenal. So, see y'all next year.